A distributed workforce is ideal for a technology company, but I often get the question, hey, this works great for y'all, but what about everyone else? If you already have an office, there are a few things you can do to build distributed capability. First, document everything. In an office, it's easy to make decisions in the moment, in the kitchen, in the hall, but if people work remotely and some members of the team are having those conversations they don't have access to, they'll see these decisions being made without understanding the why. Always leave a trail of where you were and what you were thinking about. This allows others to pick up where you left off. That's great for allowing people in different time zones to interact. It's also great to think about as an organization evolves with people leaving and people joining. Along those same lines, try to have as much communication as possible online. When everything's shared in public, it allows those new people to read through and catch up quickly. You also need to find the right tools. There are so many apps and services that help with day-to-day communication, video conferencing, project management, you name it. If you look around the office, the things that changed how you work probably aren't objects anymore. The things you access through your computer. So test out and experiment with different tools that enable collaboration. See what works. Create productive face-to-face time. In a traditional office, you're in the same place 48 weeks out of the year, and you might have 3 or 4 weeks where you're not together. We try to flip that. So we come together for short, intense bursts. Once a year, we do a grand meetup where the entire company comes together for a week. It's kind of half work, half play. The primary goal is connecting people. When we leave, we want to make sure that everyone's aligned and on the same page, and that they have a deeper connection with their colleagues, so that when they work together the rest of the year, they can bring together that understanding and empathy. And the final practice is, give people the flexibility to make their own work environment. Every person in Automattic has a co-working stipend that they can put towards a co-working space, or just to buy coffee so they don't get kicked out of the coffee shop. We even had one group in Seattle that decided to pool their stipends together and rented a workspace on a fishing pier. Also, when each person joins the company, we give them a home office stipend. This is money they can invest in getting the right chair, the right monitor, the right desk setup, so that they can have the most productive environment for them.